I've just completed a meditation with the card, the Chariot. Whilst I was looking at the card in the first place, there were certain things that came to mind. One of which was the staring eyes of the young man who's riding the chariot. The second was the sphinxes, one being black in colour, one being silver in colour. And I was drawn to those. And I was also drawn to the clothing that the chariot rider was wearing, and in particular to the skirt part of the uniform, which was covered in hieroglyphics. I didn't know what the significance was, but I thought, well, those are the things that I'm drawn to. So then I began with the meditation. And first of all, I approached the door by a stone staircase, not too steep. When I got to the door, it wasn't a door. It was a picture of the chariot card, but it was a curtain, full-length curtain, about 8 foot high, something like that. So I pushed the curtain aside and stepped through. Initially, it was quite dark in there. And then as my eyes became accustomed to the light, I realised that where I'd stepped into was a factory. Very, very busy factory. Lots of noise. A lot of people all working on machines and what sort of, don't know what they were doing. No idea. Eventually, I was greeted by a man in a white coat. And this man was quite small, could possibly have been sort of oriental, and he had black hair, was walking with a bit of a stooped gait, and he said, come on, you're late, come on, keep right, and so I followed him through the factory, and he keeps going, come on, keep right, we must hurry, how, where, what route we took, I don't know, but I ended up in an office, and this office was full of people doing technical drawings, and then there were some people that were making things with squares and geometrical shapes and that, and he's going, keep right. So we moved through into another door, and through this door into an inner office, and there in this inner office was a young man, the man who, when he turned round to face me, was the man off the card. And he came and he shook my hand and he said, I'm so glad you've come. I want to tell you that there is a sum of money available to you to go off and do your, whatever it is you want to do, your research, whatever, but you must make it count. Basically going with what I feel, he was saying, not what I'm thinking I should do. So he said, did I understand? And I said, yes, I do. So he said, well, you're booked on a flight, just go with where you feel that you need to go. And he said, and the money supply, don't worry about that, that'll be fine. With that, he said, is there anything else? And I said, no, that's fine, great, thank you. And so my escort showed me back out of the office, and he's sort of insistent, keep right. And so we moved back through the factory, back to the curtain door. I stepped through back to the top of the stone staircase. When I looked round, the door had gone. It was just a wall. So I sort of came back down the stairs and back into where we are now. So what do I think about this card? Well, I feel that there was a definite avoidance of the left-hand side of my body. Everything I did, I was moving to the right. I felt a resistance to actually even physically turning towards my left. The one thing that strikes me is that every bone in my body is screaming at me, use my intuition. Forget the logic, use the intuition. When I was greeted by the man, the guy at the gate or the door, keep right. Come on, you're late, keep right. Through the offices, people building things and all that sort of thing. Not being allowed to show any interest in that. This guy hurrying me along, keep right. In the office where things were being made, bits of machinery, all that sort of thing. No, keep right. In other words, keep away from it. Into this office where I was met by the man from the card, and him telling me that the opportunities were there for me, there was money there for me. So I think that this card basically is indicative of a need to be intuitive.
Cauldron FM is a Moonshadow Media production.